This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Those are the sounds of the Muffins, Etiquette. First time hearing this rearrangement from the album. I must say, big up to the guys. I really enjoyed the intro of this live. Man, it's something else. So if you don't know, we will be talking with one of the members of the Muffins right now. But let me just give you a little bit background of the Muffins. It has been 13 years since the release of their critically acclaimed 19-track double album debut, Have You Heard? And the Muffins, a five-member band known for their guitar-driven sound and dedication to live performances, shows no signs of slowing down. In a South African industry captivated by dance music, the Muffins consistently delivered a soulful live experience for those who appreciate their craft and winning over new audiences when asked to define their sound. Each band member offers a perspective as diverse as they are personalities and their audiences. In 2012, Metro FM Music Awards, which honored local artists who have made a significant impact on the music scene, the Muffins earned nominations for Best Newcomer and Best Group, winning the same year. They received four nominations at the prestigious South African Music Awards, often regarded as the country's foremost music event. In categories such as Best Newcomer, Best Group Album, Best R&B, Reggae, Soul Album, and Album of the Year. Over the years, they have received numerous other artistic recognition, the Arts and Culture Trust Award for Music and Singing, and a Standard Bank Ovation Award linked to the Grahamstown Arts Festival. The Muffins have captivated audience with a standing ovation at the Cape Town International Jazz Festival and have toured sold-out shows in Europe in audition to perform at the Doha International Jazz Festival in Norway. Their performances have spanned across stages in Mozambique, Swaziland, Algeria, and DRC. A significant highlight in their career was their performance by invitation at the Apollo Theater in New York, which sold out. During their time in the city, they engaged with local posing the question that inspired their second album titled Do What You Love, initiating an organic campaign aimed at encouraging others to follow their passion just as the band does. Fetsi kuhamba kanjani?
Ngiyaphila siyangunjani.
So ngalisa nami ngisaphila. Ngithukile mangibona i-email yakho ukuthi awu kanti ngikhuluma nomuntu wakisi. Let's hope abantu bengeke basho ukuthi bias.
Inepotizimi.
Hey yabona nje mfethu.
Uhlangana kweyibongo mhlambeni yabo nokuhlobana ukukhona nje ngoba singabantu sonke.
Kunjalo nje mfethu.
Khona la okuhlangana khona, but I mean of course it was purely by chance. It's just ukuthanda umculo. I think nokuxhumana kwethu, and so it worked out, and thanks for having us.
Kunjalo nje mfethu. And angiqedanga ibio, by the way, ngithe nje thasi because bengifuna ukuthi sikhulume. Please, okay, take us through. How did you guys meet as the Muffins?
Oh, sure. So this interview is taking it way back. taking it way back. So we met as young people, really, who were studying. Most of us were studying at the University of Johannesburg, studying various things, And we met two of the other gents, you know, just going about writing songs. And we had two other gents join us, Ukeke Nukarabu, to become our bass and drummer, so our rhythm section. And around 2011, you know, I had won a competition to play at a festival. And so this was the first day that the band was synthesized in its current form of the five members, you know, which was on the 2nd of February at the Thornfest Festival. And then after that, you know, we started sort of meeting regularly. We started treating the band as a job, you know, so we clock in every day from 9 o'clock, knock off at 5, you know, and like try and build a catalog of music, you know, that we could sort of sell to investors. And so that's really what happened.
Wow. So you guys were all studying different studies, you know, at UJ.
Yes, definitely.
So when was the turning point when you said, you know what, we are guys doing it? Was it before the nomination, or there was something just happened in Djibouti, and then you make a decision, guys, asahlukani manje?
No. That decision you have to make every time, you know.
Yeah,
it's almost a decision that you're confronted with every day. Mm. Yeah, I understand. There are some decisions that are like that. You see, like being in a relationship is one of those decisions where it's a continuous choosing of the person on the day, right? Decisions like maybe for instance, that's not a decision that you make once. You see, it's like it's a decision that's made every day, or every time you're confronted with a plate of food. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah,
I think it's the same with being in a band, and choosing to be in a band. It's like in a relationship, any relationship really. It takes a bit of effort and it takes a bit of time. And so the same thing that happened with us in the early days. You know, I just finished studying, and so I was not job hunting. Honestly, if I have to be honest, you know, I pretended like I was, you know, for my parents' sake. Mm-hmm. But I was not job hunting. I really was, you know, registering a company, trying to figure out how I can survive as a writer, you know, of articles, of songs, of, you know, advertising copy, whatever it may be, you know. But I was figuring out how to do that. So I think that impetus, you know, put down my studies, having a qualification, and having, you know, a few songs that I can, I've convinced that a few musicians that are really good to join me on Quest, you know, I think that really made things be taken seriously, and we took ourselves seriously. Our bassist was also working a full-time job, and he decided that he's going to quit.
Wow.
And employ his skills and the things that he was, you know, he was able to do in the band and in the business that we had started. You know, and so I think that moment was a really a big turning point for us to be like, oh, this is actually getting serious. And we need to take it more seriously, because then, you know, this guy who had an actual salary is deciding to leave in this because, you know, there's value in it.
Mm.
Yeah, and so that was a turning point.
Wow. I'm learning a lot, because I used to have my own band back then, but I remember Sathiwana, just after we recorded our first EP,
you know,
when you have a late studio night session, the next morning, that's when we Sathiwana con, because I remember we had a fight, Exin, and then we've never again like connected. So I don't know, Oguti, how do you guys like deal with conflict? Because some people to be in a group of five people, I would say it takes a lot ukuthi nikwazi ukuunderstand ama personalities, nokunomunye ukuthi ucabanga kanjani, yabo. So how do you like resolve issues amongst yourselves?
Interesting. So I don't think we have a conflict resolution framework in our business, or even as gents. But I do think that the ability to just address something if it becomes a problem for you is a good motion to adopt as a human being. And so, like, just speak about what's bothering you. If something is bothering you, you're allowed to speak your mind, of course, but you have responsibility to do that respectfully. And so, like, we take that very seriously. Also, like, we're men, you know, and so, like, there's no point in disrespecting each other. Of course, we'll joke around and we'll tease one another, whatever it may be. But, like, the disrespect is disrespect, you know, and, like, we try and stay away from it. Yeah, man. So I think those are the things that help us in resolving conflict. Of course, also, like, when identifying that there is potential conflict, you know, like, trying to squash it as soon as possible before it escalates into something that is probably unmanageable. You know,
Wow. As I feel so bad with the muffins.
You know, like, maybe it's but it's not perfect, you see. It's like any other sort of relationship or, you know, a family dynamics, you know, like, you don't always agree. And this is important to understand. And the fact that everyone has got something to contribute, everyone has got something to say. We can't always implement everyone's ideas at the same time. But we could look at some equity at some point. We go, okay, sure. Maybe we'll look at your idea at a later stage. Right now, what looks to be the best idea is this, you know, and justify it. And it can't be in the absolute, to say what you like, you know, like, now I've spoken, yeah, so this must happen. It's not usually like that. If I can put it like that.
Interesting. So I want you to take us through your, how do you guys write music? How do you, like, everyone contribute to a song? Or do you guys have a specific person within the group who writes the song? Or is it like a joint session where we say, okay, guys, come, let's have ideas on this thing? How even choosing the sound, which sound direction you taking, you know? So how do you navigate all of that?
So we have roles and responsibilities, of course. Yeah, well, so everyone's got their strengths and everyone's got weaknesses, everyone's got preferences, and the other things that are not their preferences, of course. And so, like, we take all those things into consideration. I guess, for starters, I particularly think that I'm a pretty strong songwriter. It's something that I've believed in since I was a bit young, and something that I've cultivated as well to the point where I'm at now. And so the songwriting, and of course there's another guy in the band who also feels similar to mine, and so the songwriting duties usually fall onto us, the two of us, Mta and I. And then Simpiwe, for instance, has got a really great understanding of harmony, you know, and so, like, he's like our music director, you know, because he totally understands how music works. He's got the language for it, he's got the musical background education, musical education background for it, and so he's really strong in that department. And then, of course, we've got producers, and we've got, like, ideas. Everyone contributes ideas. And so, like, we sort of focus on strengths, and we work on weaknesses, you know, and so that's how most songs come about, you know. Everyone will have a role to play. Of course, there are some songs that come complete from individuals, but even in a song coming complete, it's still an invitation to collaborate with the gents. And so it's like, it's not a dictation with, oh no, this is how the song must sound. The song that I come with only serves as a guide, really. And then we work on the song together.
I want us to go to the song, actually, Umsebenzi Wendoda, and Masibuya, ngifuna sithi ukukhuluma ngayo, because I think the song, it's the first song that I heard from you, and I followed you guys since then, you know, and it's one of my favorite songs, you know, because I remember it really talked about Umsebenzi Wendoda. But when I look at the music video, because I saw the music video first, and it really triggered me with things, you know. So I want us to play it, and then when you come back, we'll see how it goes.
Cool.
Shit.
MUT Radio, streaming live on mut.ac.za/MUT-radio. Click on the Listen Live button.
You're listening to Timeless Music every Sunday from 3 to 5.
Oh, regular on guitar.
Umsebenzi wendoda by the Muffins, and you are listening to MUT Radio Shape and On the Future. The time is 48 minutes to 5 o'clock. Sesohamba. But again, if you just join us now, welcome to the show. Sisana yege usfiso btelize from the Muffins. Sikhuluma ngayo ke the Muffins. Fetsa sakhona.
I'm still around, brother.
Yeah, so I wanted to know about this song. The lyrics are so powerful on this song. What guys did you saw back then that you said, you know what, we're gonna sing about this. We wanna close this gap. Well, take us through to the writing stage of the song.
So the song is really inspired by a feeling that I felt when I was young, and being confronted with single parenthood because of a parent's divorce and having to, you know, stay with my mother and not with my father, and having to realize how hard my mom had to work in the absence of my father, right? But then society was also speaking things about how it's the man's job to work for their family, right? But here we were, myself and various other families, headed by women, and so when I sort of came into my awareness of it all, and I was studying sociology at university, I wanted to highlight and also mainstream I think the roles that women play, right? But also speak about masculinity and what masculinity gives us and affords us in its absence, you know. And the fact that we are men and young men at the time growing, and we are seeing this and understanding that there is a future where this does not have to happen. And it's a responsibility of men, but it's responsibility of men and women in relationships, you see. And so the song in itself was never an indictment on the absent fathers. I need to maintain this, that the song is not about absent fathers at all. The song is rather a celebration of single mothers, you see. And so those two things need to exist separately. And they do in the song, that's really it. And so we wanted to just highlight the, you know, and so we titled, even if it's a song about women, we titled it Women's Wind Daughter, to raise these sorts of questions in society as well, so that we can speak about it.
Wow, they are so powerful. and indeed, you can see the single parents, especially mothers, they go through a lot to make sure what you see right. So I can also attest to that. So thank you so much for sharing that. Since you guys a live band. I want us to talk about the current scene. What's your take on the current scene of the live concert circuit? Do you see it improving, or do you see it as in we need more support or resources? What's your take on that as the Muffins?
Sure, I think the scene is growing. When you look at the number of products that exist, you know, whether this is like new bands or new band releases, or live music venues opening. I think there is more concerts, more festivals opening up. So I think there is a value that is being seen in the live music sector. I do think that especially promoters need to learn about the diversity that exists in the scene, so that they could also just get value for their money, and also engage in a little bit of audience education. You know, because the audience, if the promoters find acts and performers that the audience does not know, but who are equally brilliant, they've done a service both to the audience and to the performers who are unknown or not famous, you see. Yeah. But this requires people who are insanely passionate about their jobs to actually do the legwork, you know, which is falls under A&R, you know, which is artist and repertoire, you know. And so the people who are working at these institutions need to be doing the groundwork to find out, like, who are the musicians that are working that need to be supported, and resources need to be thrown at them, you know. And even if they need to be institutionalized, you know, put into programs with universities or with other sort of arts institutions, I think that should happen. But it can't happen if we're still relying on PR and social media posts by the musicians themselves. I think it's someone's job that needs, it needs to be someone's job to do A&R and to look out on what's happening in the scene. And this is a job that needs to be taken very seriously, because like it has to do with the curation and the type and quality of the sound that we have access to at these festivals, and just, you know, how the scene grows. And so we're pretty excited, because, you know, we create spaces for ourselves. We have some assets, which are a couple of concert series, you know, of things that we host and do, you know, where we always also invite younger acts, upcoming acts, to come and showcase. And of course we pay people, you know. And so like we're excited about participating in growing the scene, and not just like complaining about like how the scene needs support, but being in a position necessarily to be able to provide some of that support in growing our own live music scene, you know, band culture.
Yeah, so because my next question is it's based on when I posted that I'm going to be having the Muffins on the show, and the reaction from the DMs or the people who texted me who have my number, they said, thank you, Ntokozo. When are they coming to Durban? When are we seeing them? Sure, when are they releasing again? Please find out for us. So what I know, the first one.
This is fair. And as soon as I've got dates for you, you'll be one of the first to know, because we'd also like to maybe come into studio.
Yes.
And something on campus.
Yes.
Which would be great, you know, just to expose a younger audience to the type of music that exists and that we do. And so, like, we'll speak about it. You and I will keep in contact, and I'll definitely let you know.
Okay.
And if I don't, but you see that there's a poster out, you know, like, please, like, hit me up and let's do this.
Yes, man. Anything coming up,
but,
like,
you know, follow us. So if you follow us on our Facebook and our Instagram, that's The Muffins with a Z. So it's The Muffins Music, okay? We'll post about our upcoming gigs and exhibitions and things that we have. We celebrate a birthday every year in February.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so we're having one next week, actually, in Brixton. This is close to Auckland Park, at Jersey, and we're just celebrating 14 years since the release of our first album.
Sure.
Have You Heard? Which is a bang of an album.
Yeah.
I think we'll eventually, like, reach legendary status, you know, in South Africa. And so, yeah, we're celebrating our birthday this coming week, along with a few other things. So, but, you know, we post things up on our social media pages and people can follow and find us there.
Any single or album coming up?
Yeah, so we at the end of last year, we recorded a live music project of new songs and some of the old favorites redone, like, you know, these new rearrangements and, you know, retakes of the old favorites, like Mr. Mzondo, that Ghetto, you know, that are played in a more modern way, you know, in how we sort of play them now.
Yes.
Because, I mean, we've been playing this music for 15 years, 16 years or so now. And so just to keep it exciting for ourselves and for, like, our fans, like, you know, we've polished up some arrangements and we've made them super, super, super. Alongside some new songs, which are absolutely fantastic as well, and also a testament and speak to the time that we find ourselves in South Africa as well.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's quite exciting. But outside of that, you know, there's lots of music that is from the Muffins and the band members individually. Like I said, we're in business as well. We're running our company. It's a publishing company. We run as a sort of boutique record label where we release each other's music on the platform. It's called Oral Sense Entertainment. And so you can search for Oral Sense online. On Google or, you know, go to some of our pages and you'll see some of our music and search for the band members' individual music. So I've got individual music that I record and it's released by the band. Simpiwe has individual music that is recorded and is released by the band. And so you can find all this music, including our three singles that we've released in the space where we didn't have an album. And so there's music available, of course, with our two albums, which is Have You Heard and Do What You Love. And so, yeah, there's plenty of music, plenty of meaning to be extrapolated from the music as well, which I think is very important for the type of music that we do. You know, like, it is based on real life from real musicians. And so it needs to be looked at from and listened to from that perspective. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much. Fetsu, let's wrap it up. Where people can find you? I think you've mentioned your Facebook, your socials, but please do it again and share all your contacts. It is where people could reach out to you.
Sure, sure. No worries. And so we have a our Facebook and Instagram pages where you can find us. Those are like the most popular of and where we're most active. And so it's The Muffins Music. So check that out. And also, if you're trying to get a hold of us, send us an email at info@themuffins.com. You know, we're available for various things, corporate functions, birthday events, weddings. We do some music production for film and television. We do some voiceover work for corporates as well. So, like, you know, get in touch and get an internationally renowned live band. Do some of your studio and audio requirements for your project. So it's corner, so again, yeah.
Thank you so much, my brother, for taking your time. Good to be nothing unless it's cut on MUT Radio. Thank you,
Siyabonga Kakhulu. This is an MUT Radio podcast.